Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It's Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. Tomorrow night, if you are in the vicinity of Tinley Park and you want to have a good laugh, you need to get over to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater where the Oddball Festival is happening. A huge, huge lineup, including my next guest, who I feel bad because he has had some travel-related problems and is unable to join us. Donnell Rawlings is here by phone. Donnell, air travel is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to start this interview off by saying, I'm rich! I won't say the end of that, but if anybody knows, if anybody knows that iconic catchphrase, they know that it ends with something related to a female dog. It's nothing out of context of the show, but it's funny, and I have to say it.
Well, listen, I don't deal in context, Donnell. Whatever you need to shout out, you feel free to shout out. That's why you're here as part of the Oddball Festival. So, what happened? What happened to the plane? What happened with the flight?
It was a weird situation. Everything happened on the flight. Mechanical failure, the Zika virus. They had a Black Lives Matter protest. It was five white guys from the Midwest who was trying to make America great again. Like, anything that could possibly happen on that flight, happened on that flight.
Wow.
And, you know, I would have loved to have been there, but, you know, when you're dealing with Black Lives Matter, Make America Great Again, and the Zika, I don't even know how to pronounce it. You got to make some choices, and I decided that wasn't the flight for me.
No, it's better to just hunker down somewhere and wait till the next one arrives, because that, you're right.
Hunker down?
I said hunker down.
Oh, my God. All my ghetto, whatever ghetto stripes I had have just been done. I've never heard anybody say hunker down.
Really?
No.
Well, listen, now take that and, you know, now you have a first. You're coming to Chicago, yeah. You have a first. Somebody said hunker down.
Yeah, and I'd be like this. Can I use it? Okay, this is the right context. As I see two beautiful women at the bar. And I say, do you mind coming to my hotel room and hunker down with me? Would that work?
That would work. It works great in bad weather. Why don't you just come to my place? We'll hunker down and ride the storm out.
Okay. Does it work? Does it work in the middle of a protest?
I think so. I think, you know, you could say that everybody's hunkered down in the middle of an intersection, stopping traffic, of course.
All right. I'm going to see. When next time I'm in Brooklyn, I'm going to see how I fare when I say things are hunkered down. They'd be like, Donnell, you changed, man. What is your political stance now if you're hunkering down? But you know what? If you say it's cool and I get to keep my hood stripes, I'm going to hunker down.
Listen, Donnell, anybody can hunker down. It's not regional. It's not cultural. It's not race-based. Anybody can hunker down.
I don't think do you think the Wu-Tang Clan could hunker down?
Of course they could. What? They go into the studio, they lock the doors, they hunker down until the album's done.
Okay. That's funny. The producer said, listen, nobody's getting paid till you hunker down and get this damn track on.
That's exactly right. We're going to hunker down. We're not leaving here until everything's finished.
All right. Hunker down. It sounds like something you do to a female. A hunker down. I think that was something Bill Cosby was doing to women. Yo,
it could be.
I'm going to put this pill in your drink and you're going to hunker down.
No, hunker down is more voluntary. I think you have to want to hunker down. You can't be roofied into hunkering down, allegedly.
Oh, you can't force us. Oh, you're right. That's a charge. If you force us to hunker down.
That's right.
You're right.
Forcibly hunkering someone down is not acceptable.
And you know what? I'm glad you made that. I'm glad you made that clear, because I would not want to be in a court of law, and I'm going to jail because you told me that somebody was trying to hunker down.
Right. You know what? Your Honor, some radio guy in Chicago told me I should just hunker down with everybody.
Yeah. No, that's not going to work.
Not at all.
That's not going to work. No. So, but I'm excited to be here. I'm part of the tour. I'm not doing all the dates, but I'm part of the tour, the Oddball tour in Chicago. The next step for me is Detroit, and there's a possibility that I may be traveling abroad to the UK to open for Mr. Dave Chappelle next week. So I'm excited about
that's
all
very
the
nice
that lined up for me. Yeah.
Well, you were on Chappelle's show back in the day. Yeah. That has to be because Dave Chappelle arguably one of the top comedians working today. The guy is a genius. How was it being on that show, which as a viewer was phenomenal? Was it cool working in that environment?
It was so much fun that it's been hard for me to match that camaraderie on any other set. I've done some things, Ben Chappelle, but one thing I can say, like when we used to do a Chappelle show, we would work 17 hours. It didn't even feel like it, man. And sometimes I forgot that I was supposed to get paid for doing it because I was doing, people call it a job, but to me it was just fun, man. Dave was awesome to work with. Like, he respected everybody in the set, from craft services to the directors. It was a great show, and like for it to end the way it ended, it was upsetting, but at the end of the day, it created a platform for people to see what I've been doing for years. So, and it's going down as one of the greatest, you know, sketch comedy shows in television history, you know. And people always ask me, do I think he's going to come back? I don't know if Dave will come back. When I'm on a road with him, I always try to hint to it. I'll say little subtle things like, Dave, I think you should hunker down and bring your show back.
You got to hunker down. You know, that's it.
Yeah, hunker down. Maybe that's the new direction. Comedy Central said, listen, we're about to pay you $52 million. We need you to hunker down and give us our show. You know what I'm saying? But
if that's the catchphrase that gets him back on TV, I think everybody will embrace it.
I think if I put my swag at the end of it, like I used to say, I'm rich, bitch. If I say, hunker down, bitch, I think there's a possibility that we might get a show back on television.
You know, try it tomorrow at one point during your show, your set during the Oddball Comedy Festival. Just once. Just throw it out and see what happens. People will look at you puzzled the first time. I'm not going to lie to you. But I think it could catch on.
They're going to say, WTF, what is hunker down? You know,
I guarantee you everybody in Tinley Park tomorrow is going to know what hunker down means. We live through horrible winters. We know what hunker down means.
All right, I'm going to use that. I'm going to be that's the only brother on the history of the Oddball Festival to hunker down and give people all the laughs that they want.
Exactly. So tell people, people may not have heard about this Oddball Comedy Tour. The lineup is phenomenal.
The lineup is phenomenal. Sebastian is on the lineup. Brian Regan is on. John Mulaney is on the lineup. I'm on the lineup. Eliza Schlesinger. I can't pronounce her name.
Eliza Schlesinger?
Okay. A person that can pronounce hunker down definitely could get anything correct. I did not think it was going to be a problem with you with the enunciating and in your diction.
I'm a professional speaker, Danelle.
Yeah, and you sound like you're making me feel more professional by even talking to you right now. But the lineup, it's like the biggest comedy festival, like in comedy, period, all year. It's like these like 20 cities. Again, I was like, and when you're on this tour, it's like you are somebody in the world of comedy that's making some noise for yourself. Mm-hmm. But I know the show was here. Last year, I think last year or the year before, Dave Chappelle headlined.
I think last year Dave headlined it.
Yeah, he headlined it. It's a strong lineup. It's in an amphitheater. It's in an amphitheater. Like they have a smaller stage where you see some of the upstart comics, and some of the guys are like breakaway. But the main stage, which I'm performing on, it's going to be filled with laughter. United Nations, not United, Live Nations. Whatever they do is going to be successful. Whatever they do is a grand stage. So I don't know what people's plans are tomorrow, but if you love to laugh and feel good, I think the beauty of my job as a comedian, sometimes you have people that want to laugh, but the most important part is when people need to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, one of the best compliments I had, like in the last year, this lady came up to me. She was like, I just lost my aunt to cancer, and I didn't know how it was going to feel growing up. I didn't know what to expect, but I really needed that laugh. So, you know, if you're dealing with anything, you need some a relief from some stressful situations. If you just want to have a good time and see some talented, funny comics, the best in the country, you got to come out to the Oddball Comedy Festival. It's an epic show. It has a history, and it's going to continue to be one of the best platforms for live stand-up comedy you'll ever see.
And I like that the lineup changes from you guys will do a couple cities and then the lineup will change for other cities. It's and the cross section of comics, you get pretty much every style of comedian on this show. So you're going to find a number of acts that you really enjoy.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. You know what I mean? It's not like, okay, this show was too urban. It was just too smart, because comedy sometimes can be so smart that it's not even funny.
Right.
You know, like my opinion of it, you know, like some people like witty comedy, and I enjoy it too. But if people are just thinking about everything you say and not into that zone where they're just laughing and having a good time, I don't know if that appeals to everybody. But the lineup they have, there won't be a type of person that this show does not appeal to.
And that is the Oddball Festival. It's tomorrow night at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, which is in Tinley Park. You guys know how to get there. Go to LiveNation.com. You buy your tickets. Before I let you go, Donnell, I have to ask you, because you're known for your comedy, your Chappelle show, your great stand-up, but you were also on one of the preeminent dramas that was ever on television. You were on The Wire.
And this is how I know you're a smart person and you're well-read. Because whenever I do interviews and people mention, I was like, that person is smart.
I love that show. It was phenomenal. What was that experience like? Because it's so opposite of comedy.
It's opposite of comedy, but for me, it was great because I don't know if you've followed a fan of David Simon. You know that he created a show called The Corner. That, mm-hmm. The Corner, The Wire, was basically a spinoff of The Corner. I was on the first season of The Wire. And then my character storyline got lost in the first season, but David Simon brought me back for the last season of HBO's The Wire. And I was a little nervous because on HBO, like when it's the last season of any show, the writers get vindictive and pay people back. And like people's stuff. You know, like I don't know if you remember, like, but the last season of Oz, it was guys getting raped on Oz. It wasn't even on Oz.
They yeah, like, it was insane.
It was crazy. It's like, dude, I'm on Nickelodeon. I'm just trying to go through your set to get to the bathroom. You know what I mean? So nobody took advantage of me in the last season. But working on The Wire, I was reading, I think it was Entertainment Weekly. They had like the 100 top shows in TV history. And The Wire, it was between The Wire came in like second or third. I think Chappelle's show was like 45. And for me to be a comic that started small roots in D.C., no formal education, military background, to go down in history as being part of, and that's two styles.
Yeah, that's not too shabby.
No, I mean, like, you know, like, that's exciting, man. And I was just lucky enough to be a part of both of them, you know. But it was a good time. The Wire was a good time. Chappelle show was a good time, and I think my future is going to be a good time. If anybody's ever supported me on anything I've ever done, continue to do that. Make sure you come out, and I'm just a happy person. I just had a baby, man.
Congratulations.
A year ago. No, let me explain something. I'm what you call an old dad. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said, what were you waiting for? I was like, maybe a career. Maybe. You know, and being an older dad is interesting because, like, all my friends' kids are way older than my son. My son just celebrated his first birthday last week, and I called my friends. I was like, you think your son can come to my son's birthday party? And one of my friends was like, if he can get off of work. You know what I'm saying? So that just tells you the age difference. But an old timer told me a long time ago, it's better to be late to the party than not invited at all, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Well, congratulations, and congratulations on all your success with the Oddball Festival. People can go to oddballfest.com, and then they can also go to DonnellRawlings.com to find out everything that you're up to. Donnell, I'm sorry about the flight. Sorry you couldn't be in here, but it was great talking to you, and continued success, man. Don't forget, when you get to Tinley Park, just hunker down and everything will be fine.
I was going to say hunker down and come to the show. You beat me to it. You got to come and open up tomorrow, man.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Donnell. Travel safe.
Thank you, bud.
Take care. Donnell Rawlings, you can go to DonnellRawlings.com and go to OddballFest.com. Tomorrow, a fantastic lineup. Sebastian Maniscalco, Brian Regan, John Mulaney. You've got Donnell, Cameron Esposito, Eliza Schlesinger, Tom Segura, Tony Hinchcliffe. And it is hosted by the Roastmaster General himself, Jeff Ross. So a lot of great people. OddballFest.com and DonnellRawlings.com.